Dr. Fabiola Mendes.
She obtained her PhD at the University of Barcelona in the area of chemical engineering. Her areas of interest are the processes of advanced oxygen in order to treat contaminated waters, as well the study of non-renewable energy sources. Dr. Adolfo Lea will read the text that Dr. Mendes sent. The title is Science and Technology According to the Armed to the Weapons of Capitalism and Science. I will do this with my own voice. Dear Zapatista communities, kids, elders, women, I thank your invitation to this second edition to the Conciencias for Humanity. Differently with respect to the previous call, we were invited this time to go further ahead. The science against the wall and take a position against it. This is not easy. In many of the sessions of Conciencias 1, we talked about the role of capitalist science in the destruction of nature and life. There were also critical reflections about the causes of the destruction of the planet and the scenes of destruction. We pointed at the wall and described the wall, and this allowed us to comprehend better modern science. Now the invitation is other and it's different. We should talk about the possible exits and the successes and failures that we can find. The place of everybody, the place of the scientific work in this world. Let's take a position. Let's provoke thoughts. Let's talk about scientific freedom, about autonomous science, that is which is useful, the science that goes down and does not go up, that which does not destroy but construct, that which is looking for freedom and dresses us. This task is not easy. And in everything, it's easy to describe the problem. That's what we scientists do. The real challenge is in changing things, in finishing with what we have now and building a new option. This is the difficult thing. I have thought over and over, and this text could conclude with one single conclusion. Let's organize in collective. I know that you brothers, Zapatista brothers, have taken enormous steps in this sense, and the collectivity and dignity have been guiding you. However, there's the problem. Collectivity of scientists. What the fuck is that? The idea of scientific doing, it's apparently a simple concept, developing basic knowledge and applied knowledge. Turns out that in the world, in research centers, in our laboratories, researchers are very different. I don't mean the areas of knowledge that makes us different. I mean that there seems that there are scientists of first class and second class, scientists of first class and scientists from below. The same way, the results of investigations are usually first class or others. And furthermore, the storm that goes over ones and the others also has a different category. Therefore, there are investigators of first class who are not worried about understanding the reality that surrounds them, except for maybe the misworking of their sophisticated equipments, which they can solve through a call to the technical engineers that keep their equipment, and then they can start another experiment. Generally, the results of their research are considered as the best ones and published in the best journals, and they make a lot of money, have fame, respect, and admirations. And this goes increasing year after year, although the real scientific findings are not really important. They go higher and higher in category and in a higher level, and they become a very important part of the capitalist structure. There is a big part of this big scientist which are really ignorant about reality and about how much their knowledge generates destruction. On the other hand, there are scientists from below with their second-class labs and always solving different troubles with their equipment. Their publications are not in the best magazines, and usually for capital, they're not very important. For them, repression, exploitation is always nearer for them. For us. And we'll talk about that later. Let me go back to the scientists from above, the first-class scientists for capital. Even among them, there are differences. I have previously painted the innocent and neutral scientist, but who is, however, ignorant in how much his science destroys the planet. Now I want to talk about the scientists that intentionally direct their investigations to the war and destruction of humanity, knowing that they're doing this. And these are the repressive arm of capital. I talk about military research and their people. In reality, there are few countries that actually have an articulation between armed forces, governments, enterprises, and universities, all turning around science. I'm talking about US, England, France, and Spain. In those countries, it's common to see in universities the natural interaction between businessmen, researchers, and military. This is traditional, this is normal, this is modern. This is what's considered well done. And unfortunately, this is daily. In Mexico, this is not that way, at least not yet, or not so publicly. Not yet. For our disgrace, there's evidence and signs that this bond between military enterprises and research is going to become a reality in our country. I won't go into numbers and figures because there are no. This is a very difficult task. And there is no matching between the past and present figures in the budget for science and technology. I'll just say that the program, that the money assigned to science and technology is not only received by CONACYT, which is the National Council for Science and Technology, but it also goes to other sectors, to communications, economy, education, health sector, natural resources, etc. CONACYT receives less than half of the budget assigned for science and technology activities. And this divides it in three different institutional, mixed, and sector funds. Sector funds are assigned most of the budget, more than 60%. And they complement this with companies and other sources. And there are other institutions of recent creation. She's just mentioning a lot of names which I cannot follow. Now, CONACYT makes alliances with other institutions that have to do with agriculture and education and nature. But CONACYT also shares resources of the sector with the Secretary of Marine and Navy, National Defense, and Interior Ministry. Yes, in the resources that are assigned for science and research, some of this goes to the two war secretaries of the country. Then it's obvious, the questions are obvious. Let's see the history of these alliances. In Mexico, many resources have been devoted to military research for a long time, but more recently through the National Council of Science and Technology. In the public information which is available, we know that there was a signature of an agreement between Marines and National Science and Technology Council. They created a research institute of the Army, which is located in Veracruz. Later, in the government of Peña Nieto, and according to the third objective of his development plan, which intends to make science a pillar of national and sustainable development, There's a new program of science, technology and innovation which defines objectives and strategies that will guide the capacities in science and technology within the different aspects that compose this. In this document, it is recognized literally the inclusion of the armed forces and navy forces as collaborators in scientific activities and research activities. Especially, these have the objectives described as strengthening the military intelligence program, for strengthening the military education program, the military doctrine and technology, and the life quality of military personnel, promoting the investigation in the art and science of war, strengthening the technological investigation, getting more modern war vehicles, contribute to naval investigation, increase the national and foreign scholarships to form for the professional formation of the military and the army, increase the coverage of events and academic exchange with other academic institutions, modernizing the infrastructure of the army, and creating a research center for the army and the armed forces. And they were really quick in advancing this. In 2013, a new institution started working, and the presidency office created a coordination of science, technology, and education, sending several calls for research projects in collaboration with the army. And now there was an explicit commitment in promoting research in four strategic areas: telecommunication systems, hardware and software, specialized software, surveillance systems, and national security systems. In 2014, there's a new research center of the armed forces that was created, which had the main objective of guiding the projects, the research projects in defense and national security, in order to support the decision-making of the higher ranges. This institute was created to research strategies of defense, risks, and defense, the army in 21st century, geopolitics, international alliances, military strategy, national politics, human rights, institutional cooperation. More recently, this month, now with the interior security law was being presented, there were some of the results were made public of the economic support to the army. New experimental laboratories, such as the ones in the Military Center of Health Sciences, where they held the first national congress in research and innovation in the army. There were about 370 researchers attending that conference from all the universities, national universities, polytechnical university, and different research centers from the country and other institutions of higher education. The official discourse, in presence of the Secretaries of Marine and Defense, have recognized the important attention paid to the research in these sectors. There has been 20 years that we hadn't invested so much in this. The research budget almost doubled in army matters. So the objective was to start a collaboration between the army and the civil society research centers. There was a call for reflecting the results of research in better weapons and generating better conditions for the army, and in order to reduce the dependency on foreign governments. In the 2 days of the governments, they talked about financial mechanisms, genomic medicine, digital surgeons, robotic surgery, space economy, space medicine, nanotechnology, intelligent systems. This way, the repressive head of the capitalist Hydra has been growing, and it has gotten into the kitchen of research labs, of research institutions. But well, let's be objective. It is obvious that within the topics and research interests of the army is, for example, tactical simulators of training for fighter planes, fighter helicopters, virtual camps of virtual shooting camps, and also ships, air, land, and sea surveillance systems, communication systems like private commuters, development and engineering of weapons like missiles, gyroscopes. But let's still be objective. It's normal that within scientific and technological developments are, for example, strategic simulators for war games, radioelectronic war and monitoring of this electromagnetic spectrum, hardware and software for modeling, for a knowledge base for national security scenarios. All of this is obvious scientific interests that are motivating the research of army and destruction forces. What is not so clear is that they're the following projects that are supposed to be a curiosity of researchers and which are contributing to the research of armed forces. Development of flight simulators for fighter planes, development of solid propellants based on high ammonia perchlorate, for rockets and naval missiles, which was given to the University of San Luis Potosí, optical systems, optoelectrical systems for shooting, simulators for training, for tactics, given to the Math Institute at National University with a budget of 54 million pesos, micro robots for exploration given to engineering faculty at National University, grenade prototypes, varnish for machine for varnishing cartridges for machine guns, objective military simulators in Hidalgo, virtual training facilities, prototypes for aerial surveillance systems, light machine gun development, with the intention of getting a machine gun of 700 millimeters adapted for Mexican armed forces. These are some of the objectives being done with public research funds at the service of capitalist war in this country. In 2011, there were projects for the innovation in biotechnology without detailing the content of those projects. And on top of this, there is a fund constituted in 2014. And in 2015, the technical committee approved two proposals for 13 million pesos. In 2016, there was a focus group composed with three research institutes, setting the programs in line with the research objectives of federal police. Up to now, there are five research proposals. Two were pertinent, one is proposal, and the content of those projects is not public. So the tendency of political and economic support to military research in Mexico is a fact. What's to come is the consolidation of academic and military unions, such as capitalist international war capitalists are suggesting, creating the national conditions to give credits and profits to companies, and to establish contracts with the Mexican companies in order to fabricate parts and technologies. These credits, in the worst case, those credits will be given back with the products of investigation. That means with weapons. Therefore, this phase of evolution of military research is to create a good public opinion. So from deliberately hiding this, this will be boasted and publicly bragged to society. This will be done in alignment with the national security discourse objectives, alphabetization, national security, health, public aid. That's what they will tell us. The other scientists from below and to the left, Zapatista brothers, colleagues, brothers who are here present, I don't want to let this opportunity pass to tell you about the efforts that the capital is promoting with its repressive arm, preparing techniques to improve the repressive potential. One of the most destructive heads of the Hydra is practically inside our labs now. And I believe this is not a minor worry. The storm will give its most cruel face to the scientists below. Because of the scientists that are above with the war, scientists are a tool. I want to demonstrate why it's necessary to cut this head of the Hydra. This is destruction. It's going against humanity and against its well-being. And this is an aberration. This is anti-science. I know that the letter of invitation to this event, please don't come to describe the wall. We know that. Come to propose. We were invited to talk about the responsibility of science workers. So I propose that, one, we reflect the degree in which our research can have military applications. Let's include in our research products specific notes where we forbid that the results of our research are used for military purposes. Let's observe the ethics codes of our institutions and let's contrast them to military research objectives. Let's debate against this. On the other hand, it's clear that the possibilities in research are being closed and closed within the interest of capital and less oriented towards research that is useful for humanity. But I think we have an opportunity to transform the realities of our space. Comrades, let's stop waiting. We have a lot to do, but above all, to do in collective. It's about looking at each other and organizing. And this demands that we go and ask together and get collective organized answers about the instruments and technologies that we employ in research and also the ends and purposes of what we want to reach. Let's imagine a craft science that uses all the different colors, flavors, and feelings that we have within science. As if we could take every little square of the periodic table and paint a picture with textures and sounds in which we can hear the voice of reality. Let's imagine a creative science critical which does not obey anti-human capitalism. Can you imagine a rap about electrons? How could we represent in a theater play the encounters of oxygen and between oxygen and its reactives? How it's the dance of the discontinuity of matter, electronic transmission microscopy. What kind of song would the waves of Big Bang sing? What is the poetry of the smallest particles generated in particle accelerators? If I don't say these questions here, I don't ask them anywhere else. Let's also take the means of scientific productions. I propose that we create a place for asking the collective questions that we have and to look for the answers collectively. Let's build the anti-capitalist Institute of Science for Humanity. Let's create our own means of scientific communication. Let's do our own magazines and conferences. Let's build our own workshops motivated by the creation of a better world supported in science. Let's make an anti-capitalist science that wants to understand nature and life and freedom, building in the collective necessities, which is still objective and rational, but defends us against capital. That which is also a tool to denounce and to fight. Let's make a fair science. Let's dress like artists and let's fuse our knowledge with creativity, with color, with the company of originary people. Thank you very much for listening to me. I can only say that when we're asked if we're going to win or lose in the fight from scientific perspective, the scientific response is the same. Let's fight. Thank you very much.